Kara is sitting with all the girls from the class. They have paper and felt-tip pens, and coloured pencils, and a drawing. Kara loves drawing, especially people's faces. She does it perfectly, she thinks. "You're so good at that," Malou says, as she looks down at Kara's drawing. "How do you do it?" Kara has drawn a girl. She has curly hair and big eyes. "I use this technique," explains Kara. "I make straight lines." Kara shows Malou how she does it. She uses her ruler and draws very fine and thin lines with her pencil. That way, the eyes, nose, and mouth come out perfectly straight, she explains. Malou leans over the drawing in order to better see what Kara is doing. "Afterwards, I erase the lines I made with the pencil," Kara says. "Wow," says Malou. "The eyes look so beautiful now." "Thanks," says Kara, as she puts the drawing of the face in her bag. She wants to continue drawing it at home. Then she helps Malou with her drawing. Together, they draw the lines with their pencils. Malou draws an eye on the line. "I'm not very good at this," Malou says, and crosses out her drawing. "Yes, you are," says Kara. "You just have to practice a little." During the next class, they have a substitute teacher. "You have a free period," the substitute says, "but you have to stay at your desks." "Perfect," Kara says aloud. That means they can continue drawing. Kara is almost finished drawing the girl with curly hair. Now she wants to start on a new drawing. She looks around at the others. The boys are watching videos on their computers. Julie and Rose are drawing houses and colouring them in with markers. Outside, the rain is pouring down. "Let's have a drawing contest," Julie says to all the girls. "We'll get 10 minutes to draw something, and the boys get to choose which one is the best." All the girls want to participate. Kara also thinks it sounds like a fun game. 1, 2, 3, go, Julie says, and starts the timer. Kara starts right away. She's in a hurry. Maybe that's why she draws a girl who is running. It's hard to make the legs perfect. Kara tilts her head to the side. Still, it came out pretty well, she thinks. 2 minutes left, Julie shouts. Kara draws a background scene. The girl is running on a beach where the sun is setting. Kara just manages to add some long shadows on the drawing before the time runs out. Kara writes her name on the back of the drawing and hands it to Julie. "Now it's up to the boys to make the final judgment," Julie says, as she collects all the drawings. Kara looks anxiously at Benjamin, Lucas, Hamid, and the rest of the boys, who are sitting at a table and looking at the drawings. It seems to be taking them an awfully long time, she thinks. She starts to feel a little uncertain. "Wow," says Hamid. Kara can't see which drawing he's looking at. "That one's really good," says Benjamin, who is looking at the same drawing. "Totally cool," Lucas nods in agreement. Then Hamid gets up. "We're ready to announce the winner," he says. Kara holds